Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
Welcome back to another episode of Everything Cairns. Of course, second week of school holidays, so that's rounding out this weekend, Tammy.
Yeah, I wonder how the kids are feeling, all the parents are feeling after two solid weeks of school, and now they're like, ugh, we're going to term two, we're back at school.
Yeah, and the parents are going, woo, going
back,
to term
guys.
Two, see you later,
and
kids.
And the teachers are like, oh, okay, welcome back.
Yeah, fine, I'll go back to work. But yeah, it is a way to get entertained, and we're lucky we live in a part of the world with plenty on offer. That's why we help you out with Everything Cairns. Tune on in here on Listener each and every week. Let's get into it.
I'm going on an adventure.
Tammy's got another adventure just for you. Let's go.
Pack your sunscreen, your hat, your swimming togs, a towel and your hiking shoes because we are heading 45 minutes off the coast of Cairns to the beautiful little Fitzroy Island. Mm. The weather is starting to really shine, this beautiful autumn weather. Now, the stingers are still out, so if you are going to dip in the water off Fitzroy Island, make sure you wear a stinger suit. A lot of people back in the day, myself included, thought there's no stingers around the tropical little islands. They've had actually quite a few stinger issues out there in Fitzroy. So, do take a stinger suit or you can hire them on the island. But this year, I want to focus on the Fitzroy Lighthouse Loop Walk. It's a 4.3-kilometre walk up and back. For a moderately fit person, it takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on that fitness level. If you've never done it and you've got little kids, I'd be very wary of taking them unless you can strap them to your back because, JB, you know, kids whinge.
Yeah, and they are pretty tough walks. Is it Nudie Beach? Is that what it's called?
So, no, Nudie Beach is, that way. No, Nudie Beach is on Fitzroy, but as you look at the islands to the right.
So there's another walk called that goes to Nudie Beach, and as I was saying, there is so smaller walks, but even those, you need shoes and they can be a little bit treacherous, so be careful with any of the walks if you do have kids.
Yeah, but the Fitzroy Lighthouse Loop, it's an incredible walk. Definitely go early because it can get really hot, even in those winter months. And it's quite shaded earlier on in the day. Now, if you want to push yourself a little bit more, I definitely recommend a hike to the summit track. It is incredible. And instead of coming back the main kind of road walk that goes up there, come back down through the boulders and the woodlands area. It's absolutely incredible. So if you've never been to Fitzroy Island and you are a local, they do have a locals discount rate. So go to their website, fitzroyisland.com, check it out. But it's a beautiful part of tropical North Queensland and there's plenty of adventure outside of just swimming on the Great Barrier Reef.
Absolutely there is. And I'll meet you back there at the Swim Up Bar. Another adventure. It's Triple M.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
Well, that rounds it out. Now it's time to have a look at Far North Queensland Rugby League as we head into round four. Well, it was a mixed bag of results looking back to round three in Far North Queensland Rugby League. Cairns Kangaroos in a tight one against Mareeba Gladiators. On the other hand, Ivanhoe's with an absolute solid display against Southern Suburbs. The latter starting to take shape. But in the game of rugby league, a week is a very long time. As we come on into round number four, three games on Saturday, we'll see the Innisfail Leprechauns taking on Mareeba Gladiators. We then head on up the hill to Mungulli Creek Dairy Stadium for the Atherton Roosters to take on Ivanhoe Knights. It's then another 6 p.m. game, Vico Oval, Cairns Kangaroos taking on the Brethren. Before we flick on over to Sunday, rounding things out, the Mossman Sharks taking on Southern Suburbs, 3 p.m. there at the Mossman Showgrounds. Edmonton Storm finish out the round as they take on the Tully Tigers at Peterson Park, 3 p.m. this Sunday. Yarrabah Seahawks with the bye. Enjoy round four of Far North Queensland Rugby League.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
For this part of Everything Cairns, Tam's going to take you through the weekend wins.
Triple M's. We're going to win. Weekend wins.
Yeah, this sounds so exciting. If you've got a child who loves fishing, free diving, the ocean and spear fishing, this is an event for them. JB, get this. From 5 o'clock this Friday night, the Spear Fishing Superstore is hosting an event for kids. It's called the Spear Fishing for Kids Safety and Info Session.
The spish fishing.
spearfishing.
The spearfishing.
Superstore is hosting spearfishing for kids.
Times.
Mate, that's a tongue twister. Spearfishing for kids safety info session. Get down to the spearfishing superstore on Mulgrave Road. They're going to talk them through all the equipment, what to do, a little bit of free diving stuff, and they're actually going to have a free barbecue as well for all the kids that are involved in the session.
This is actually one of my favourite things, seeing kids get into the outdoors. I see my young nephew start to get into his camping, caught his first fish and that sort of thing. And we talk about the new generation and their love for video games and screens and all that. But to be honest, there are so many kids that love the outdoors.
Yes.
They love their fishing. They love getting into it. What an opportunity for them. If they're a beginner, if they've never done it before, what a great way to start. Or if they're experienced, what a great way to get some professional know-how.
Absolutely.
So, I think it's a great idea.
There's such a big scene up here in North Queensland with spearfishing. So, yeah, lock it in. That is Friday night from 5 o'clock. Cairns, get your motors running and strap yourself in, because this Saturday night at Kazali Stadium, the Freestyle Kings, they are ring-ring, they're back in town.
They're ring-ring back in town. Now, these guys, so we're talking huge names. Who did we chat to the other day?
We had Ronnie Mack on
Ronnie
the show.
Mack.
He's from America. He's one of the best riders in the world. But Robbie Madison, like
he's a huge name.
Huge name.
Massive name.
His son, Cruz Madison, is coming to at Kazali's. This is huge for Cairns, and I reckon it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah, and it's circled around a few places. I've seen photos from Mackay where it was bucketing down rain there, and they still got into it. The crowd still got into it, and it's just good way to get out and about. And tickets aren't too expensive, so it's realistic for families.
Tickets are at Ticketek, so get to that and lock that in. Now, Sunday, you can get early prepared for Mother's Day from 8 a.m. on Sunday. It's the Mother's Day Market at the Fred Mole Pavilion on Mulgrave Road. Now, this is great. You can go in there and buy lots of nice little treats for mum. Of course, Mother's Day isn't until May, but this is a good cause. The market's actually raising funds for the Strong Mum Foundation. So from 8 a.m. on Sunday, go in there and have a walk around and get yourself ready to spoil mum.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about it next month.
Did you do
Mother's Day stalls when you were at school?
I can't remember that far back.
At Melinda Primary School, we had Mother's Day stalls. And the week leading up to it, we'd go in and there'd be a bunch of handcrafted little knick-knack nice things. And
Mum
would give me $10
to buy her
present back for her. But you go in and do it. Get this. My brother once bought, it was a lacquered timber coaster for a tea kettle.
Wow.
Do you know them?
So yes.
Our house burnt down back in 2011. And in the middle of the kitchen, what survived, we pulled it out of the rubble, this timber lacquer tea kettle thing.
No
right in the
way.
Middle. The whole house had burnt. Bit of lacquered timber survived.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
From the Mother's Day.
From the Mother's Day still. Yeah, goodness. So this one, get in early. They could become very sentimental. You never know. They're at the Fred Mole Pavilion. Plenty to enjoy this weekend. It's Triple M.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Baby, I'm
amazed. Said it before, this guy's an absolute legend, motivational speaker. He's an incredible athlete, a dual Paralympian. Mr. Grant Scooter Patterson joins us on the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
I just went for sort of like
Star Wars?
Superheroes?
I was thinking like an Olympian sort of theme. Oh. That's what I was thinking, because you are in training for Paris for the Paralympics. How's your training going?
Training's going good. Me and Herbie had a visit from the Biomech a couple of weeks ago.
Who's that?
Biomech. So they work on video analysis on your body in water.
Wow.
And he just gave us a few tips, which we used to follow a couple of years ago, but when you're together with a coach for so long, sometimes you forget the small things. And it was good just to rehash on that. And he fixed my head position in the breaststroke, so that sort of helped a lot.
Yeah.
I just come from gym now at Your Fitness, so everything's going well.
Yeah, now, for those that don't know your history and your story, so you're a dual Paralympian. What's your chosen sport, and what have you actually mainly competed in?
So I'm a swimmer. Hence why I got a little bleach hair. And it's starting to fall away too.
Too much chlorine.
Make you more aerodynamic, chlorine. Mate.
I got cul-de-sacs happening. And then obviously my main events, what I won medals in Tokyo with was the 50 breast, breaststroke, and then 150 individual medley. So 50 back, 50 breast, 50 free.
Yeah, that's insane, mate. So obviously 2024 Paris Paralympics is the goal for this year.
Yep.
This coming Tuesday, you and your coach, Herbie Howard, are off to Portugal. You've got the European Championships there. Do you have to qualify for Paris? Like, where are you at with that?
So the point of me going to European Champs in Portugal is because I missed out on Worlds last year, and the new criteria to go to the Paralympics, you have to swim internationally for your country a year out from Paris. And because I missed a plane last year because I went to the F1 before trials and got sick.
Oh, hello.
I love speed, racing speed. Because I missed out on Worlds, I have to go to this trip, so I'm eligible to be selected. Because if I didn't go to Portugal, I wouldn't be able to be eligible to be selected for Paris. So right, it's a must.
So is it a must to just compete, or do you have pressure to win over there?
No pressure to win. I literally have to dip my toes in, but it is good to swim fast, because if something happens to me and I get sick in June, which is trials in Brisbane, well, they'll take the Portugal time. So it's in my best interest to swim quick.
Yeah. Wow, that's insane. So the Paralympics are 28th of August to the September the 8th. We're going to watch
good
this
work.
Journey and follow you. I love the
Thank
fact
you.
I pull up the website, the Paralympics, you know, so many incredible athletes. And there you are on your scooter, thumbs up. I mean, you are an incredible athlete. That Is that your only scooter you got? You got a couple of versions of that?
I got another one at home. That's like a boat anchor. It's 8.5 kilos. This one in the office is 4.5.
So it's the speed mover.
Yeah, speed mover. It's easy to lift in the car, in and out.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I have memories of being 18 years old and high-fiving you on the dance floor at Gilligan's. Have you put yourself away from the dance scene for a while you train for the Paralympics?
I have, and a lot of people bring that up. They like, I got a membership at Gilly's. But I do like, when I finish a major comp, I like to go out, have a few drinks, because I don't drink during competition.
Yeah.
I haven't had a drink since October last year. But I like to go out and have fun and dance. I'm a boogier.
Yeah.
You're a boogier. Can we invite ourselves after the Paralympics? Can we, like, get on the juice with you?
One massive boogie.
Yeah.
We'll carve holes in the dance floor.
Oh, mate, look out, Gilligan's. You've been warned. Well, all the best for your continued training. Keep us up to date on how it all goes over there in Portugal.
Thank you. Can't
wait to follow your journey. If you want to follow along, Instagram, Grant Scooter Patterson, you'll see it all there. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Maybe I'm amazed. Dancing, painting, sport or drink making. Let's get in touch with the clubs of Cairns.
Well, what it's all about, right? It's getting out of the house. It's making friends that become family. It's maybe something active, but maybe that's not for you. So whatever it may be, we have so many clubs here in Far North Queensland that there is something for absolutely everyone. Tammy, I want to go to an Old Faithful AFL Cairns this week. So they have their official season launch going down tonight. The first fixtures are happening this weekend. But I just want to let everyone know, it's not too late. If you wanted to be involved in one of our local AFL clubs, it's a high-caliber competition, this one. They are impressive. And some of the old AFL players that come up here and absolutely smash it, it's just impressive. And that's the thing. You don't have to be an athlete to be a part of a footy club. Maybe you've thought about just going out and making some mates. Well, you can go and run water. You can go and offer your services in the canteen. You can get around, maybe throw your hand up for some coaching. Whatever it may be, there are so many opportunities, and they're always screaming out for people.
We've always had a great deal of clubs up here, a really good selection. So, you know, if you live on the south side, they've got the clubs down there to choose from. Port Douglas, of course, the Crocs. I've got great achievements out of that. The other thing about AFL Cairns that I love is there's a lot, the way they nurture their juniors, they get them in young, they train them up well. A lot of them go on and do really great things in the sport around Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. And there can be some places where there's a bit of a disconnect between the juniors and seniors, but I've noticed they put in a big effort to make sure that flows and to retain those up-and-comers and come on through the senior ranks. But another element is the women's competition. It's growing. It's coming leaps and bounds year in, year out. And as I said, it all kicks off this weekend. Cairns City Lions take on Port Douglas Crocs. Trinity Beach Bulldogs take on Manunda Hawks, the reigning premiers. And the North Cairns Tigers take on the Cairns Saints. So it's one of those things, if you've never thought about playing AFL, for the ladies out there, if you've thought about something different, you talk to everyone involved in it, and the mateship they get out of it is absolutely huge. So if you've ever thought about it, definitely reach out. AFL Cairns, whack it into Google, and you can reach out to the team. They can put you in contact with any of the clubs as they kick off this weekend for AFL Cairns 2024. And that's all for Everything Cairns for another week. Make sure you check back in or subscribe. Hit that little button there right above you on Listener, and check in every week to keep up to date on what's happening in our neck of the woods for Everything Cairns.